This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a study. I think it came out yesterday in the news, but I didn't get to it because I don't know what I was talking about yesterday. But there was a study that it has shed light on what Americans think. And it's basically a study saying that there is a rise in Americans who think vaping is more dangerous than smoking. So what they're doing is they're studying what Americans think. And then it goes all over the news, and I got this from a British source. And so one is it makes Americans look like, okay, we have nothing better to do than to study what we think. Two, it makes us kind of look a little dumb. Right? And that, you know, we think that smoking is safer than vaping. No, we don't. Right? And then why aren't we actually studying the vaping? I mean, why are we studying how people are interpreting the studies? And I get it's science. Okay. And I like some of that science. You got the bench research in the labs and that kind of stuff. And then you got this kind of science, which I have to admit I dig. And I'm actually doing a little research in some of these things on, you know, how people think and, you know, whatever. But I really don't want to do a study on how people study studies. Okay? Because we're not going to change the way we do a study. You could study all you want on how we do a study and how people study these studies, but if you're not going to change a study or study how to change a study to enable people to study a study that you think should be studied, ain't going to get studied. You got it? So, I think this stuff is stupid. They say Americans increasingly think e-cigs are just as bad for people. Good! I think e-cigs suck! Good! Let people think they're bad! This whole e-cig thing is one hell of a cluster. Do you guys realize what we did? We were working so hard to get people off smoking, you know? And we had these campaigns and we put sick people up who really didn't want to have their picture taken, I don't believe, you know, and showed their tracheotomy tubes and showed them cachectic and looking like they were on death's door and made the pictures black and white and scared the hell out of everybody. So they're like, you know what, fine, I'll stick this metal vaping flavored nicotine diode looking combustible whatever the hell in my mouth and let it blow up in my fingers, let it blow up on my face because I'm scared of smoking. This is on us, people. And then we find out, maybe it's not that healthy. Maybe whatever you're breathing in, this hot metal drippy contaminant chemical combustible vapor ain't the healthiest. And people are like, really? And so researchers at Georgia State University say the public has received mixed messaging about the safety of e-cigs, leading to confusion and wariness. You think? Now, what scientists want, though, is the science to be exact. So scientists do not want you thinking that vaping is worse than tobacco if the science isn't there yet. Now, you and I are like, well, the science is going to be. I mean, any of this crap going into your lungs has got to be bad. But the science is like, no, but you can't say it's worse. You see, somebody like me doesn't do that well in science. And the reason why is I love hyperbole. I love exaggeration. You know? So it's like when it's lunchtime, I'm like, I am so hungry. I am starving. Now, when I used to work in a lab, the scientists would be like, that's inaccurate. Like, what are you talking about inaccurate? I'm hungry. I'm starving. Are you really starving? Look at you, girl. You got a big butt. I sincerely doubt you're starving. Like, what do you want me to say? Just say, you know, your appetite is increasing. You're ready to, you know, consume some food for lunch. I'm not going to talk like that. I'm hungry. I am hungry. I want to eat. Okay? I'm not going to sit there and be scientifically exact, right? And assume that the standard deviation and the N number and my hypotheses and all the other crap words we use in science, right, fit what I'm saying when it comes to me being hungry. Same thing with vaping. Okay? I'm a doctor, and being an MD, I technically get the scientist title. Because I did a lot of science, and I had to do a lot of research, you know, and so I technically get to be a scientist. But when it comes to vaping, I'm not going to be like, well, you know, it's still controversial whether the vaping mechanisms and the mechanism of vaping, you know, introduces any contaminants into your life. I'm just going to say, guys, vaping sucks. Okay? Now, the terms vaping suck or vaping sucks, not really jiving with the whole scientific community. But common sense. And so what really ticks me off, and this is why my panties are all up in a bunch, what really ticks me off is when this study comes out trying to shame us into not bagging on vaping, because technically tobacco is worse. I get what they're doing. I get what they're doing. Well, number one, science has to be exact. Number two is they don't want people to go back to smoking cigarettes because they're scared to death of vaping. I get that and I appreciate that. But if you have a group of individuals who are scratching their scalps going, I don't know if I trust this stuff, let them use their instinct and let them scratch their heads. Let them raise an eyebrow. But don't make us look stupid. All right? So they say people who think vaping is bad has tripled since 2012. Good. We have a vaping epidemic. Some of these vaping pods have more nicotine than cigarettes. I think that's dangerous. And I think potentially, if the science studies it, they could find that to be more hazardous in the long run. So they're both bad. No smoking, no vaping. Let's move on. Don't make us look stupid. 1-877-DOLLY. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this was an interesting email I got. Brian writes, "So I want your opinion on Joe Biden. I know you're a fan. But let me ask, well, I'm a fan, let me, I need to correct that. I've always liked Joe Biden. I just thought he was, like, I've just always been, you know, not in terms of his political beliefs, but I've just I like the guy, and I thought that he would be the best person to run against Trump, because Trump would probably win. So, yeah, I'm a fan, but let's kind of, yeah, there's some caveats there. But anyway, he goes, "But let me ask you, don't we want as president someone who's more dominant, quote, caveman, as you put it, rather than docile?" Now, I'm not going into his email, but where he's going is Joe Biden now is on the chopping block because of him being accused now for, I believe, a kissing on the back of the head. And making Lucy Flores, who is a former Nevada assemblywoman, feel, quote, uneasy, gross, and confused. And Joe Biden, who was probably going to be a front runner for the Democratic Party to run against Donald Trump, may be now out. And there's a lot of now discussion of, is Joe Biden, and he's a very popular man, is he going to be considered, quote unquote, creepy? Now, apparently, what Flores, who was one of Nevada's first, I believe, Latina state lawmakers, served two terms in the assembly, according to CNN, and was the Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor in 2014. She also ran in the party primary for the 4th District Congressional seat in 2016, but did not win. And the House contest was won by former Republican Ruben Kihun. He did not seek re-election in 2018 because he was the subject of a House Ethics Committee investigation to allegations that he sexually harassed two women. He denied any wrongdoing, but he did not seek re-election. So Flores has kind of been in the political arena at a young age. She was in the she was elected to the state assembly in 2010. She's a lawyer, went to law school, and then she she seemed to have a real promising career. And she apparently had earned her GED. She said, after my mother left my family when I was 9 years old, and without a support structure at home or in school, I got involved in the only thing I had, gangs and negative influences, Flores wrote on her website in her story. And she said, law enforcement and inadequate school policies, according to CNN, pushed me to the school-to-prison pipeline, a pipeline that is all too present for so many young people in our country today. By the age of 15, she said, I was on juvenile parole, and by 17, I had dropped out of high school. So she got her GED, entered community college in Nevada, then transferred to USC, got her law degree at UNLV Boyd School of Law, and then launched her political career. So she kind of had this amazing story of, you know, being able to, rise up from some, turmoil that she had in her past. But during the 2016 congressional campaign, she had endorsed, I guess, Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton, and that might have also maybe hurt some of her political career. I don't know, because Nevada, a lot of people in Nevada love Bernie Sanders. And, she's been still kind of busy in politics. But apparently what it ended up happening, from what I understand, was during one of the rallies or whatever, she was with Joe Biden, and when Joe Biden met her and hugged her or whatever, he kissed her on the back of the head. Now, I've had, shall we say, interactions with people that you aren't expecting a kiss, and you get a kiss, and some of them know how to plant it right on your mouth. They know how to, and it is a little creepy. It's actually very creepy, especially when they get it on your mouth, because I'm like, look, don't be giving me any communicable diseases. And I have also hugged people where something accidentally happens. And I'm like, it's okay. If their mouth is open and it accidentally kisses my head. Stuff like that happens. And so some people have accidentally hit my butt. And I know some of the guys out there going, it wasn't an accident. You know what? It didn't seem creepy. It didn't seem premeditated. So I'm going to chalk it up to an accident. And I'm getting good at knowing what's an accident and what's not. Women have that sixth sense. So the concern I have is, there's a few concerns with this. I don't know much about where her political career is going, and I know people are accusing her that this is a way for her to get into the spotlight. But then on the other end, being kissed on the head is odd. It's just not the most, if it's somebody younger than you that you're close to, like, my nephew or something like that, yeah, I'm going to, do a kiss on the head. If it's a political candidate you've never met, that is odd. It's very awkward. And so here we go now with Brian going, okay, so let's now, despite things being wrong and inappropriate contact, et cetera, we have Trump in power. And some people love him, some people don't. And Trump is obviously not the most docile. he, whether he's true caveman or not, he is very aggressive. He's very assertive. And he's been, to some of his critics, a stereotypical quote-unquote man. But is that bad for presidency? That's a conversation we really haven't talked about on this. It's kind of tricky because, you know, it's really hard to be politically correct and talk about that. But, you know, do we in our presidency need or want somebody who is, you know, worried about his carbon footprint, worried about insulting anybody, worried about every single thing they say or do, or looking at people or whatever? Do we want somebody who isolates themselves, doesn't say anything to the media, doesn't talk to women, doesn't talk to anybody of race, of various races, you know, is just very, you know, doesn't want to step on the grass, doesn't want to step on a flower, doesn't want to step on an ant? You know, would that person make a good president? Now, I don't like extremes. I don't want the guy that'll step on a hedgehog. I don't want, you know, marching up to meet the Russians. I'm not a big fan of, you know, dictatorial, peacocking. I'm not a big fan of that either. So I would disagree. We don't want a womanizing, stereotypical jerk. But we are, and this is the elephant in the room that it keeps being brought up in various ways, we are feminizing the man. And is that a good thing or is that a bad thing? You know? Like, you know, my kids will maybe burp and fart, okay? And, you know, as a woman, you're like, okay, well, you know, you can't do that. And, you know, say excuse me and crack open a window. And, you know, well, I mean, I'm like, so please crack open a window. I can't breathe. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that. Well, actually, you can. You have a human body. You're supposed to burp. You're supposed to fart. By the way, it's not a man thing. Girls do it, too. We don't admit we do, but we do. You got to let the stuff out. Let the stuff out. Go to a bathroom. Say, you know what, do all your business in a bathroom so it's enclosed and I don't have to breathe it. But, yeah, get that stuff out. You know, or do we now hold it in, and get irritable bowel? You know, people are in pain. They don't want to cuss. They don't want to, you know, cuss because they don't want to say something inappropriate if they hurt themselves at work. But sometimes if you curse, it, yeah, as long as you aren't saying the Lord's name in vain, it's less painful. You know, we're trying not to be ourselves, and sometimes ourselves are animalistic, and I get we have to control that. There's a lot of things we could get in big trouble for if we don't control our animalistic tendencies. But are we going the other way? You know, should our boys know, and girls, should they know how to fight? Should they know how to duck a punch and field, you know, a kick and you know, protect themselves from a punch? Are we teaching our kids? My dad would try to teach me judo. You know, he had learned that in the Army. It was, judo was big. That was before Krav Maga came out. But, I mean, we're not, I don't want the kids, I don't want kids fighting at school. I don't want fights. Those are dangerous. But we have a growing population of kids who really don't even know how to block the face. If they can't block, I mean, are we? I don't know. So it's a conversation worth having. 1-877-NOT-SELLING.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Capitol Hill at a House Oversight Committee hearing.
3:30 the day before you schedule a 8:30 a.m. interview for the very next day at the organizational meeting of this committee, you pledged you would not do that. You said closed-door testimony would be done so that members could attend, but you pick a Saturday on a week we're not even in session and tell us the day before.
Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, as the House Oversight Committee holds a hearing after the White House reportedly gave security clearances to dozens of people with disqualifying issues in their backgrounds. Several tanks appear to be burning at a large chemical plant fire near Houston, Texas. Firefighters are working on getting the flames out near the center of the KMCO facility in Crosby. Seen from miles away are two columns of thick black smoke billowing up in the air. KMCO specializes in chemical manufacturing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so apparently the British have been kind of up in an uproar because there were some big balloons flying over London. And these big balloons weren't just pretty yellow and pink and blue balloons or hot air balloons. They weren't those. They were boob balloons. They were giant inflatable breasts that were placed on rooftops at four locations on London. And it was coinciding with the UK's celebration of Mother's Day as part of a campaign to destigmatize breastfeeding and pumping milk in public. As a mom, can I say no thank you? And I'll pass. I really don't need... No, please don't do me any favors. I don't need people getting into car accidents looking at a big breast. LV, a smart tech company for women, launched the hashtag Free the Feed campaign. Yeah, it's called Free the Feed. And it's a campaign that perched booby balloons of different sizes and skin tones around London. In order to inspire all women to feel safe and comfortable breastfeeding wherever and whenever they might be while nursing their child. They say, we know the giant boobs will raise a few eyebrows. They call boobs. But we want to make sure no one overlooks the way that the stigma has been used to repress women. That's according to Tanya Bowler, CEO of LV. The hashtag Free the Feed campaign is an invitation to everyone to stand with all those women who have felt shamed or confined while breastfeeding or pumping. And I get that. I get that. You know, I mean, I luckily, you know, was able to breastfeed at work. I used a drape, you know, because I wanted the privacy. And we were in rounds, and I had the baby. We were just sitting down rounds. And I had Stoney with me, and I just kind of sat in the back. And I had the drape over me. And he just was a noisy eater. And people started looking back. It's like, sorry, guys. He's, like, hungry. It's feeding time. And, you know, I think it was really distracting. You know, I could have gone to another room, but I didn't want to because I didn't want to miss report. But I got to be honest, I didn't really concentrate much on the report because I was concentrating making sure he was eating. I don't even remember what we talked about. And then, of course, I kind of piped in. But the problem is you're really not supposed to talk while you're breastfeeding. Babies don't like it. My kids hate it when I was talking. And they would yell at me to shut up. Because I'm, like, really noisy. So I have to be quiet so I can't participate in the meeting. I really might as well have not been in the meeting. I'm not saying that for the women. Women be in the meeting. But I really wasn't, you know, very productive, you know, because I'm dealing with, the kid and trying to cover up and trying to, you know, dull out the noise. And I just remember Dr. Ravi Ramanathan, who, a close friend of mine, whose dad's birthday coming up. Happy birthday, Ravi, April 10th. And he was my co-chief resident. Just remember him turning and looking, trying to, because like he didn't hear that sound, or he just wasn't expecting that sound. And the look on his face, I just started laughing so hard. And then my kid couldn't feed because I was laughing so hard. And you know, he was just like, oh, okay, that's what you're doing over there. But it was kind of funny. But anyway, the campaign, I guess, you know, is trying to fight back against the stigma around breastfeeding. As instances involve businesses telling women to cover up while nursing their child in public continue to make headlines. One out of every three breastfeeding women say they have had to use a restroom at work in order to pump milk, according to a survey conducted by a law firm. In a pool of 2,000 women who breastfed in the last 5 years, more than half were forced to pump in an unsuitable place, including a staff room, car, or at their desk, exemplifying the lack of workplace support for new mothers. Almost one-third of the women surveyed reported having problems with their supply, infections, and anxiety, and almost 30% of these mothers stopped breastfeeding their children earlier than they would have preferred due to the issues mentioned. Now, in the UK, and I believe also in the US, employment law mandates breastfeeding employees have a place to rest. And I think the Affordable Care Act mandated that all companies have, I don't know if it was within the ACA, all companies have a room, non-bathroom, where somebody could breastfeed. Which I think is cool. It's just, I think it starts to spur some negativity, which we've kind of talked about. When an employer has to, you know, add extra square footage or change square footage around, and he's grumbling, you know, it makes me a little nervous. And it, you know, reminds employers just, unfortunately, that, you know, we women are a little more high maintenance. And as much as I'm pro, you know, breastfeeding and pro us, you know, being able to not fear feeding our kids, we need to be very delicate about how we ram extra stuff for us. And I use that term kind of loosely because when we start to put people on the defensive and we make them feel like they're caught in the corners, for example, okay, you know, women need to have an area to breastfeed. We can't be shamed if we want to breastfeed, right, at work or in public. We don't be shamed. But then employers are going to be in trouble if somebody stares at the woman inappropriately. And if the employer goes, but we have a private place for you, and they don't go, the employer's still in trouble. And this damned if you do, damned if you don't, is not a good situation for any person to be in. And so what they end up doing is trying to avoid the situation completely. And I'm very, very cautiously watching what happens if we, you know, see a unspoken discrimination against women who could be at risk for claiming assault, inappropriate wanton looks, lack of support for breastfeeding. It's going to become easier and easier for the average employer to say, you know what, let's kind of pass on the young woman. Let's take the older woman or let's take the man. If you have a bunch of men working together, you don't have as many sexual harassment claims as you do if you have women and men. People also notice if you have all women in one room, there seems to be less sexual harassment claims. So, are we going to put ourselves back decades by going, all right, we'll just have the women separated from the men? And I'm hearing from a lot of the guys, look, I don't want to work with a woman because I don't want to be accused. They used to love working with women. Women and guys, it used to be fun in the workplace, but no. Now, mind you, on the flip side, there's a lot of abuse. There's a lot of sexual harassment. There's a lot of BS that happens. And don't be fooled. It still does happen. It's 2019, and I hear of sexual harassment. I hear of assault. I hear of discrimination all the time. But we also have a lot of people innocently just trying to go to work and do the thing. And it's kind of frustrating. So now there's this campaign, you know, where, you know, the boob is going to be in the face. Now, I thought we were trying to desexualize the world. I thought boobs and low-cut blouses and topless women and strip clubs and magazine pictures was against women and against putting and stigmatizing women, and the feminization of women was a stigma. We're trying to stop that. But then it's okay to have these big boobs and say, yeah, but it's okay for breastfeeding. You know, people don't work like that. We either have the boobs out there or we don't have the boobs out there. Make up your mind. Boobs or no boobs. 1-877-DOT-LA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, for April's Autism Awareness Month, Sesame Street is introducing a new Muppet. Julia, the 4-year-old Muppet, has with autism. And apparently she's going to have a family. So now Sesame Street fans can meet Julia's parents, a 7-year-old soccer-loving older brother named Samuel, her companion dog Rose, and a new series of videos and materials on the show's website. Julia will also be the focus of Sesame Street's April 8th episode, in which Elmo, Abby Cadabby, and Alan, yeah, these are all new. Elmo, I know Elmo. I don't know who Abby Cadabby is and Alan. Help Julia overcome her fear of getting a haircut
by playing hair salon with her. Though a haircut could be intimidating for any child, the episode highlights that some specific coping strategies a child with autism might use in that situation. Now, I know a lot of people disagree with many of the politics with Sesame Street, but I think this is pretty cool. This is pretty cool. Alright? They said, we hope to show the challenges, but also all the similarities that a family like Julia's faces in everyday life. Educational therapist Dr. Jeanette Betancourt told Today Parents. Betancourt has worked with Sesame Workshop, which is the nonprofit behind Sesame Street, for over 20 years. She is the Senior Vice President of Social Impact for the organization, including its Sesame Street and Autism, See Amazing and All Children Initiative, and helped create Julia and her family. I was asked if I thought Ernie and Bert were gay. And this is a controversy that has gone on now for 30 years. Is Ernie and Bert gay? And my answer to that is, who cares? But no. And people aren't really going to like that answer. But Ernie and Bert don't really dress the best, you know? And they don't have the most sense of style. And I have a lot of gay friends and gay family members. And they would never be wearing shirts, right, with stripes. And so although people say, you know, it would be nice for there to be gay characters on Sesame Street, you know, I use the characters that actually, you know, have, you know, some sense of style. Ernie and Bert, I think, are best buddies. I think they're best friends. And I don't recall, and I was a kid, I haven't seen Sesame Street since I was 5. But I don't recall there being any innuendos. But, you know, people are suspicious. People are suspicious about public programming. And if there's an agenda. But, you know, in terms of kids and, you know, there being, you know, such a large population of homosexuals in the population, I don't think it's wrong to have, you know, representation in these kids' shows. I don't think it's wrong at all. You know, it is not the Public Education Foundation or whoever sponsors Sesame Street to push any religious agenda, and we don't want them to push any religious agenda. We also don't want them to push any political agenda. Okay, they're not supposed to push any agenda. However, if they do want to have a family on there, and they do want to, you know, if they do want to have some sort of neighborhood and show a typical neighborhood, then that is absolutely in their power to have, you know, Caucasian, African-American, Latina, Asian, autistic, homosexual, transgender. I think that's fine. Now, where I have an issue is when kids are being forced to grapple with subjects that they may not be mature enough to grapple with. Okay, so like, for example, sex should not be anywhere near. Sex should not be anywhere suggested or discussed in Sesame Street. In terms of people living together versus married versus cohabitating, I don't think those subjects are necessary. But if you have, you know, Mary, Bob, and their kids in one house on the street, you have Jack and Michael in another apartment or house down the street, you have, I remember what it was, Luis and Maria, you know, had their family. I remember Mr. Hooper, I remember David, I remember, you know, I'm absolutely fine with that, because this is the world that our children are in. You know, there's a lot of controversy over, you know, how much foreign language should our kids have to learn if this is America and English is the language of America. And my answer to that is, yes, English is America's language, but all these other countries make their children bilingual in school. And we don't really encourage that much. And I think we're doing our children a disservice, them only knowing one language. Now, I believe the most common language spoken, or the more common ones, are Mandarin, and Farsi. But in our neck of the woods, there's a lot of Spanish. And so I would suggest in the schools, and they have electives, and you have to take, well, maybe now it's not elective anymore, but you have to take a foreign language, and, you know, school foreign language isn't immersion. You know, like, my Spanish classes had to do with, you know, ¿dónde está la biblioteca? Where's the library? That didn't really help me when I had to take care of patients in Spanish. So I would suggest more submersion classes to learn the language. But if you come from a family that's not bilingual, you know, I think it's very, very important for a child to have a second language, a third language. I mean, the versatility that we need. And some people say, Dr. Dahlia, it's moot because Google Translate is going to be on all our phones. And we still have to learn how to do math. We still need to learn how to punctuate a sentence. We can't have computers do everything for us. And I really think it's important to learn another language. I'm not saying The Walking Dead is going to happen, but it's very, very easy for us to lose power. For some catastrophe to happen where we lose power. And if we lose power, are you going to be able to converse with your neighbor? Are you going to be able to write a note? Are you going to be able to do the basics? And so the language choice, that's up to the parents. That's up to the family. You know, I would love to learn Mandarin. I would love to learn Farsi. I would love to learn Hebrew. I would love to be even more fluent in Spanish than I am. And I wish I got more foreign language when I was younger. But I believe there should be a choice where a child gets a second language, and there's immersion classes for that. But I really think we should have at least bilingual proficiency of every student that gets out of school. We're talking about real life. You know, calculus to me isn't real life. I forgot all my calculus, but I sure as heck remember my Spanish. Why? Because I use Spanish. So, you know. So, good for Sesame Street. I think this is excellent. I think that's great. Again, you know, I'm, you know, very cautious of, you know, shows and, you know, and any agenda they have. And Sesame Street has definitely been accused of that. But I think since autism, where are we at right now? 1 in 56 children are on some end of the autism spectrum. 1 in 56. I think there has to be more of an understanding of, you know, what the children go through, what the families go through. So I'm fine with that. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.